الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Honorable brothers, there are many blessings of reciting Guru Sharif Salat and Salam upon the best of creation, our hope for salvation, our intercessor, our master, our beloved Prophet Sayyiduna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. In one narration, we are told, Man qala sallallahu ala Muhammad. Whoever says, whoever recites the blessed kalimat sallallahu ala Muhammad, what's the reward, what's the benefit, the virtue and excellence? Iftataha ala nafsihi sab'ina baban min ar-rahmah. He opens for himself 70 doors of mercy. 70 doors of mercy are open for him. How? By just reciting Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Now let's be honest, if we even open one door of mercy for ourselves, this is sufficient. This is more than enough. But subhanallah, look at the narration that he opened 70 doors of mercy upon himself. Now, if that is the case, why shouldn't we always recite Sallallahu ala Muhammad? Why shouldn't we always take benefit of this blessed hadith? Alhamdulillah, in the blessed environment of Da'wat Islami, when we're encouraged to recite Salat ala Nabi and the Muballigh says Sallu ala al-Habib, what do the attendees, those present, what do they recite in response? Sallallahu ala Muhammad. So this is that very same Durood Sharif that has just been mentioned in the narration. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to recite Sallallahu ala Muhammad abundantly, so that we are continuously opening 70 doors of mercy for ourselves. And we can do that right now by reciting it loudly and clearly, inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. InshaAllah, in today's bayan, we will hear about two honorable personalities in particular. Such personalities, subhanAllah, who as Muslims we admire, we respect, we honor and revere them. Why? Because of their closeness and their attachment to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now of course I'm referring to the noble grandsons of our beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyiduna Imam Hassan and Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. Now these two honorable, virtuous individuals, if you study the hadith collection, you will find that many muhaddithin, including Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, they have mentioned their fadail in one bab, in one chapter. Why is that? The scholars answer by saying that many of those excellences are shared by these honorable grandsons. Yes, there are certain fadail that are exclusive to Imam Hassan, certain ahadith which only mention the fadail of Imam Hussein, but there are many narrations which state both of their excellences together. So inshaAllah ta'ala, in this regard we'll hear many, many beautiful narrations, many narrations that will please your heart, increase your iman, and increase your love for Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, who are affectionately together referred to as Hasnain Kareemain radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. So the first hadith, this hadith is found the hadith book Sunan Tirmidhi. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هما ريحانتايا من الدنيا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم once said that both of them, meaning Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein رضي الله تعالى عنهما, they are my flowers in the world. And in explaining this, the Muhaddithin have said that what the Prophet ﷺ meant by this statement was that they are my heavenly flowers. They are from Jannah, they are from paradise. And what would happen? The Prophet ﷺ, in other narration it states, would embrace them, would hug them, would bring them close to himself, and he would smell their fragrance. He would smell them because of that beautiful fragrance that would emanate from their bodies. Subhanallah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that they are my two flowers in the world. And awlad, they are compared to flowers. Even our awlad, we say they are my flowers. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here made a statement and said, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein are my two flowers in the world. Subhanallah. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma were playing on his chest, on his stomach. So they were young, they were upon their blessed grandfather's stomach. Sayyiduna Sa'ad, meaning Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, he walked in and he saw that these two noble grandsons, they are upon the stomach of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam playing. And he asked a question. He said, فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَتُحِبُّهُمَا, do you love both of them? When he saw this scene, picture this scene, that Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein are playing on the blessed stomach of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, and he asked them, this companion asked, أَتُحِبُّهُمَا, do you love them both? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَا لِي لَا أُحِبُّهُمَا وَهُمَا رَيْحَانَتَايَا, why wouldn't I love them? Why shouldn't I love them? They are my two flowers. Subhanallah. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in reply. Now Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, where they share many beautiful qualities that were found in their grandfather sallallahu alaihi wasallam, another khususiyah, exclusive trait of theirs is that they also physically resemble the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They looked like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their appearance was like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's hear a hadith in this regard. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala and says, Al-Hasan ashbaha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma bayna al-sadri ila al-ra's, wal-Husaynu ashbaha al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma kana asfala min dhalik. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu, the father of Hasnain Kareemain, he says that Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, he resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in appearance from the head region all the way to the chest. And Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, he resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from below that area till the feet. So these two grandsons of the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, they had excellent fadail virtues, but they also resembled and looked like their beloved grandfather sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whoever saw them, subhanallah, he remembered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because they looked so like him. They resembled him greatly as well. In another hadith, Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu anhu says, Al-Hasan wal-Husaynu ashbahuhum bi Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein resembled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most from all of the people. Subhanallah. And in the commentary of this, it is stated that Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu had more resemblance. He resembled the Prophet alayhi wasallam more than Imam Hussein. But when Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu passed away, there was no one on the earth who resembled from the men the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than his grandson Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. So they looked like their grandfather sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. Another excellence of these two personalities is that they are the leader of heavenly youth. It's a famous narration, you may have heard it, and this is in Sunan Tirmidhi, Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id radiyallahu anhu is the narrator. He says, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ الْحَسَنُ وَالْحُسَيْنُ سَيِّدَا شَبَابِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. That Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, they are the leaders of the youth in paradise. The youth in paradise, who is their leader? Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu. Now here there's a question that when we enter paradise, inshaAllah, everyone will be young. Everyone will look youthful. So what does this mean here? The commentators of hadith, the muhaddithin, the shariheen, they have said, what this means is, those believers who passed away at a young age in the world, this is in regards to them. So people who pass away in this world at a young age, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu anh, are their leaders in paradise. Otherwise everybody will look young in paradise, inshaAllah. Subhanallah. The fadail don't stop there. In one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned seven leaders of people in paradise. In this narration I just mentioned, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein have been declared as the leaders of the youth of paradise. In one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are seven leaders of the people of Jannah. We, the children of Abdul Muttalib, are the leaders of the heavenly people. And who did he mention? Ana. First he said, I am the leader of the heavenly people. He also mentioned Hamza, his beloved uncle, Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala. Wa Aliyun, his son-in-law, also his cousin, the noble husband of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anha. He's a leader of the people of Jannah. Wa Ja'far. Ja'far is also the brother of Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. Wal Hasan, wal Hussein, wal Mahdiyu. Meaning that Imam Hassan is also the leader of the heavenly people. Imam Hussein is also the leader of the heavenly people. And Imam Mahdi radiyallahu ta'ala will also be a leader of the heavenly people. And Imam Mahdi radiyallahu anhu, as you know, his appearance has not yet taken place. He will arrive closer to Qiyamah. Now in regards to the names of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, subhanAllah, even they contain blessings. And do you know that before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept these names for his grandsons, nobody kept these names before. Allah Ta'ala preserved these names for the grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith states, قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَجَبَ إِسْمَ الْحَسَنِ وَالْحُسَيْنِ حَتَّى سَمَّ بِهِمَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِبْنَيْهِ الْحَسَنَ وَالْحُسَيْنِ. It stated here that Mufaddal, Sayyiduna Mufaddal radiallahu anhu narrates that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept the names Hassan and Hussein hidden from the people, obscured from the people. The people didn't know about these names. It didn't even cross their mind. Such beautiful names. Allah ta'ala preserved them and saved them for whom? The grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. حَتَّى سَمَّ بِهِمَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِبْنَيْهِ الْحَسَنَ وَالْحُسَيْنِ. To the extent that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the first to keep these names, and he kept his grandson's names Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Subhanallah. So many unique attributes. They opened their eyes in the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people who were around them were all pious. But the biggest blessing was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took care of them in their youth. And in one hadith we're told that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he performed azan in the ears of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. Now what happens today when we have a child? We are eager for a pious person to perform azan, to call the azan. Why? We want the effects of that pious person to transfer to our child as well. When the tahneek happens, when something sweet is placed inside the mouth of the child, again we want someone pious to do it. But who is more pious in the entire creation than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No one is more pious than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here in this hadith that I'm about to narrate to you, the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam was the one who called the azan in the ear of his grandsons. An Abi Rafi'in, Sayyidina Abu Rafi'a radiallahu anhu narrates, Anna al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adhana fi udhun al-Hasani wal-Husayni radiallahu anhuma حين ولدا وأمر به. سبحان الله. That Sayyiduna Abu Rafi radiallahu anhu narrated, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hold the Azan in the ears of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein when they were born. And he ordered for this to be done as well. Alhamdulillah, we do this today as well, that we try and endeavor to ensure that the first words that enter the child's ears are the words Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is our aim. And here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed Azan. Even the Aqiqah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sacrificed animals for his grandsons as well. And these two grandsons were the most beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his awlad. In one narration, it states that Anas bin Malik radiallahu an was heard as saying, "Su'ila Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ayyu ahli baytika ahabbu ilayka." Subhanallah. Oh, a beautiful question. Someone asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Who is most beloved to you from your Ahlul Bayt?" Ahlul Bayt, the household of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the family members of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the progeny of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are known as Sadat-e Kiram. We refer to them as Sayyid affectionately, our leaders. And we in the Arab world they refer to them as Ashraf. And wherever you go they may have different terms, but they're all respectable terms for the awlad of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, and this hadith is in Tirmidhi, that who is most beloved to you from your awlad, from your Ahlul Bayt? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Hasan wal-Husayn. Meaning Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein are most beloved to me from my Ahlul Bayt. وَكَانَ يَقُولُ لِفَاطِمَةَ. And he would say, the Prophet ﷺ would instruct Sayyida Fatima, أُدْعُوا لِي إِبْنَيَّ. Bring my grandsons to me, my sons to me. Bring them close to me. Call them towards me. فَيَشُمُّهُمَا وَيَضُمُّهُمَا إِلَيْهِ. Allahu Akbar. What would he do? He would summon Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. They would be brought in his blessed court. He would begin smelling that fragrance that would emanate from their bodies. Remember, they're the heavenly flowers of Rasulullah. So he would smell them and then he would embrace them, bring them close to his chest, bring them close to himself. This was the love, the mahabba, the affection that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed to Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. And there's a phrase that we normally, or a title that we normally use, especially in the subcontinent, Panj Tan Pak, that the five pure ones. And we know that this refers to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyiduna Ali, Sayyida Fatima, Imam Hassan, and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And why? There's a hadith in this regard. We don't say it for no reason. It's all backed up. There's all evidence and dalail for this as well. Listen to this hadith carefully again in Sunan Tirmidhi. This particular hadith book contains so many fadail of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. Salama radiallahu anha, she is from the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers. She says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam took his blessed shawl, his kisa. He called Sayyidina Ali, Sayyida Fatima, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, and he wrapped this around them. He placed this around them. And then he prayed, Allahumma ha'ula'i ahlu bayti. Oh Allah, this is my Ahlul Bayt. These members, they're from my Ahlul Bayt. Wa hamati, are my distinguished people, my unique people. Azhib anhumur rijsa wa tahhirhum tathira. Allah, remove all impurity from them. Wa tahhirhum tathira, and purify them abundantly. Subhanallah. Who is saying this? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is mustajabud da'wat. His du'as are accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no doubt this dua was accepted as well. And then Sayyida Salama radiallahu anha, Ummahat from the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, she says, Wa ana ma'ahum ya Rasulullah. When she saw this, the fadail, subhanallah, she wanted to also be a part of it. And she said, Wa ana ma'ahum ya Rasulullah. And what about me? Am I also part of them as well? The Ahlul Bayt. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Innaki ila khair. You are upon goodness, O Salama. You are upon goodness as well. Subhanallah. So, this is where the mafhoom, the meaning, Panj Tan Pak, the five pure ones. These are five distinguished servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the best of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have Sayyiduna Ali, Sayyida Fatima, and Hasnain Karimain, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Subhanallah, glad tidings for those who love Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. Those who have respect towards Sayyiduna Ali and who honor Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. You are very, very successful and fortunate if you possess love for Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and you respect and honor their parents as well. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, subhanallah, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ بيد حسن وحسين. One day the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم took a hold of the hand of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. Picture the scene. And then he said, من أحبني, whoever loves me. Now we should do ghor, we should ponder and reflect. Do we meet the criteria of the fazilah that is mentioned in this hadith? The Prophet عليه وسلم said, من أحبني, whoever loves me. وَأَحَبَّ هَذَيْنِ, and whoever loves both of these two, meaning my grandson Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma, وَأَبَاهُمَا وَأُمَّهُمَا, he has honor and respect, reverence towards their father and their mother, meaning Sayyiduna Ali كَرَّمَ اللَّهُ وَجَهُ الْكَرِيمُ and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, what's the reward? كَانَ مَعِيَ فِي دَرَجَتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allahu Akbar Kabir. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever meets this criteria, he loves me, he loves Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, he has honor and respects Sayyiduna Ali and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhuma, he will be in my daraja, my rank on the day of judgment with me. He will be with me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving the glad tidings of closeness to him for meeting the criteria mentioned in this hadith. Loving the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, loving Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma, having honor and respect towards their parents as well. May Allah Ta'ala increase this love in our hearts, this reverence in our hearts. Why? So we can attain the fazilat that we can be in the neighborhood. The scholars say what this hadith means, you will be in the neighborhood, the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hereafter. And what more could you ask for? Being close to the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And remember, enmity towards these noble personalities is destructive for a person's iman, for a person's faith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in so many ahadith, but let me mention one to you. This is in Sunan Ibn Majah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyiduna Ali, Sayyida Fatima, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, if anybody is good towards them, reconciles with them, I will reconcile with him. أَنَا سِلْمٌ لِمَنْ سَلَمْتُمْ. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that as for those who wage war against you, they have enmity for you, they oppose you, they don't show good conduct towards you, they wage war against you, then I will do the same to them. Meaning I have no ta'alluq with them, I have dislike for them, I detest them. And the word is حَرْبٌ لِمَنْ حَارَبْتُمْ, that I will wage war against the one who wages war against you. And this is a quote, a saying of Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the mercy unto all the worlds. But where does his displeasure lie? In having enmity towards the Ahlul Bayt. If you have enmity towards the Ahlul Bayt, the qarabat, the close relatives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can you prosper? How can you succeed? How can you gain the rida of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So these are things to look out for. And one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma fa'ahibbahuma. Allahu Akbar. Oh Allah, I love these two. I love Imam Hassan and I love Imam Hussein. Oh Allah, you love them also. He's making a dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making a dua in the court of Allah. That Ya Allah, I love these two grandsons of mine. Ya Allah, you love them as well. Make them your beloveds as well. Subhanallah. And this narration is in Sunan Tirmidhi. So like this, there are countless narrations regarding the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu ridwan. I'll mention last couple of narrations. The next narration, this is in Al-Mu'jamul Kabir of Imam Tabarani. Look at the reward for loving the Ahlul Bayt. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, he addressed them and he said, Man ahabbahuma ahbabtuhu. Whoever loves them, I love him. That person becomes my beloved. Whoever loves Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, I make him my beloved as well. Wa man ahbabtuhu ahabbahullah. And whoever I make a beloved, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love him also. So look at the chain. You love Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, you become the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you become the beloved of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you as well. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهُ And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, أَدْخَلَهُ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ Allah ta'ala will admit that person into Jannat al-Na'im, paradise. Look at the reward for loving the Ahlul Bayt and in particular Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. But the opposite, what about if somebody does not possess that love? And ma'azallah, thumma ma'azallah, he has enmity, dislike towards the Ahlul Bayt. The hadith continues. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمَا And whoever dislikes them, whoever has enmity towards them, malice, he detests them, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, ma'azallah. أَوْ بَغَى عَلَيْهِمَا Or he rebels against them. أَبْغَضْتُهُ I detest that person. I dislike that person. I have nothing to do with that person. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضْتُهُ أَبْغَضَهُ اللَّهُ And whoever I dislike or detest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes that person as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes that person because he has enmity towards Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. I dislike him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes him. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُ اللَّهُ And what is the outcome? What is the consequence? What is the punishment for having resentment, malice, enmity towards Hassanin Karimain? وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُ اللَّهُ Whoever Allah dislikes, أَدْخَلَهُ عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw that person, admit that person into the fire of hell, the punishment of hell. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ And he will have a perpetual punishment, continuous punishment. So Allahu Akbar, we need to do ghur, we need to ponder, we need to reflect today. How much love do we possess for the Ahlul Bayt? Subhanallah, in this bayan today, we heard numerous fadail of Hasanain Karimain. Loving the Ahlul Bayt, having respect for Sayyidina Ali and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhuma. The natija, the outcome, the result is khair, is goodness, is blessings, is abundant fadail. But if you do the opposite, then there is only destruction for a person. Now a person has to choose now. It's his choice. Whether he loves the Ahlul Bayt, he honors them, respects them, or he does the opposite and deprives himself in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to choose wisely, to love the Ahlul Bayt and to not let even a single bit of enmity or disrespect come in our heart towards them. Inshallah, there is afiyah, well-being in this and blessings will be attained in both worlds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what has been said, enable us to honor the Ahlul Bayt, to gain the closeness of Rasulullah alayhi salam in the akhirah. Ameen, bijahin nabiyy al-ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Without the Islam, the